Now, I mentioned that the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources and Energy is conducting oversight visits at all of these illegal mining hotspots in Gauteng. The chairperson of the Portfolio Committee is Sahlule Luzipo. Sahlule, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. Tell me about the oversight visit. Where have you been and what have you been seeing?
Look, for now, we are still at a facility of Harmony, where we are getting a briefing first from the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy with regards to the current sites where the eight ladies, sadly, were raped by a group of men, which is suspected that it is based on the illegal activities that are taking place. It's for them, therefore, for the department to take us through in terms of the current state of the area, in particular the mine concerns. The second part then is to get an overall briefing by now by the Council for Geoscience on the closure of the written ownerless mine, including by MinTech, those two entities of the department. Tomorrow, we then expect to get a comprehensive presentation by the Department of Mineral Resources on the overall issue of illegal mining, its challenges and implications in society, and the work that has been done to deal with this issue, including then the Department of Police as well as Home Affairs. We expect them then to give this comprehensive briefing, and then we'll agree on what will be the way forward.
In terms of the way forward, what can you do? Can you make recommendations? Can you hold anybody accountable? What will be open to you?
Look, we've told already, we've told the department with regards to this area that we are quite concerned about the lack of pace in dealing with some of the issues. For an example, if you note the committee when it visited there, it was 2018, and obviously that is not the same committee now that exists, but it is clear we take full responsibility of the work that we have done by a previous committee. Amongst other things that the committee had taken and made as recommendation was on the issue of harmonization of the Companies Act and the MPRDA, because as you know, one of the things we complained about was the use of business rescue practitioners, which becomes a protected process. At that time, for an example, there was no much, in as much as there would have been illegal mining, but not to the extent that we are told it is now. And it means had there been a quick intervention and using the principle of use it or lose it, then probably we would have had an official operating mine. Because in this case, it's not just illegal mining that is based on the written ownerless mine. The rights is still owned by the people who made the application, which is why we're asking from the department why it takes them so long in terms of effecting the principle of you will lose it or use it, because they have not been using that license in an official way since 2013. And that is one area that you said we are quite concerned that that principle has not been applied.
Sahlule, thank you very much. Sahlule Luzipo, chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources, they're outlining the purpose of that visit, what is happening, having a look at various illegal mining hotspots, and then what options are open to the Portfolio Committee. They're going to get a briefing from Home Affairs, from the police, but then what? What happens next?